With traffic and weather on the fives and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Now we welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It is September 11, 2023, 22 years ago, the 9/11 terror attacks on New York City, the Pentagon, and of course Flight 93 that crashed in Pennsylvania there with the bravery of those on board trying to take over the plane. And over the course of the last 2 hours and this hour as well, taking your texts and just really simple, what do you remember most about 9/11? Anything that stands out to you, that something you saw, something you experienced that you will never forget? Text line is open, 850-437-1620. Joe and Gracie with you here for another hour and a full rundown of everything going on in your world today. And we start with our top three stories, and starting with those memorials on 9/11. That from New York City this morning at Ground Zero, also at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, remembering Flight 93. President Biden was in Alaska, or he is in Alaska today, attended a memorial ceremony out there. Also, the FDA approving updated COVID-19 boosters from Pfizer and Moderna. The updated shots target Omicron subvariants circulating throughout the U.S. The CDC Advisory Committee is meeting this week, and they'll review the safety and effectiveness of the jabs and vote on who should get the booster. And Gracie, also, what's the latest going on in Morocco?
Well, over 2,800 people are confirmed dead after an earthquake hit Morocco. The death toll is expected to rise. 1,000 were injured as the earthquake was the strongest to hit the nation in more than a century, and many roads in the mountain where the quake hit remain impassable.
And by the way, Gracie, just as we're talking here, I'm watching the coverage here for Monday Night Football. You're asking about DeMar Hamlin, who, of course, the last time we had a Monday Night Football game was the Bills and the Bengals. And he is inactive today, but he was working out here, so cameras showing him working out on the field. And head coach Sean McDermott says that he will get his shot this year. He will play sometime this year, but again, is inactive for tonight. So that here is, we're now about an hour away from week one of Monday Night Football between the Jets and the Bills, and we'll get our picks later on this hour as well. Taking a look at some local headlines here right before we get to traffic and weather together. Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons asking the public for help in trying to solve a homicide from this weekend. 38-year-old Jarvis Johnson was shot from close range inside a home on Emerald Avenue Saturday morning.
You know, for a shooting to take place at 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday. Again, I said earlier, I'll say it again, it just seems as if someone would have saw something. They may not even realize that they saw something.
And Simmons tells Channel 3 deputies were closing in on the suspect, very close to apprehending one, but they got away. If you have any information, you're asked to call the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. Also, City of Milton news. So Scott Collins apparently back in the running for Milton City manager job, or at least he wants to be. Collins, of course, was the unanimous first choice for the job, then dropped out after, of course, a lot of drama following his interview a couple months ago. Now, Collins has sent a letter to the council saying he is willing to take the job, but he only wants to communicate with City Attorney Alex Andrade during the negotiation process, and he sent a revised contract proposal to the city. So tomorrow night, the council has a meeting scheduled. One of the agenda items is that they were going to vote on hiring a recruiting firm to help find a candidate for the job, so we'll see what happens with that conversation now after the development from this weekend. And finally, fire departments all over the country participating in memorial stair climbs to honor the 343 firefighters who died in the World Trade Center 22 years ago. That included Navarre Beach Fire Rescue.
A remarkable dedication to service, to the service of others. And, you know, so in some small way, if we can honor that, it's huge. It means a lot to me personally.
I don't care what day of the week it is, we're going to honor those men and women on that day.
And Chief Danny Fury tells Channel 3 that they're honoring the memories of Lawrence Virgilio, John Tipping II, and Joseph Angelini Jr. Firefighters in full gear climbed 11 floors 10 times to commemorate the World Trade Center's 110 floors. 6:15 now, News Radio 92.3. Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, roads are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. 29 and 90 also looking good. And if you see something to slow you down, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we're going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
The weather will be about the same over the next couple days, though we are bringing back a chance for rain. It's somewhat decent, about 50% on both Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures will run in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows mainly down in the mid-70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 89 in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, and 89 in Milton. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Energy. Did you know that most natural gas appliances work even with no power? Make sure to be storm ready with natural gas from Pensacola Energy. You can learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
By the way, I have forgotten that we do have tickets to give away today.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Tell the audience what those are for.
That is for the Pensacola Little Theater. It's going to be Always a Bridesmaid coming to the Pensacola Little Theater between the 15th and 24th of September. So we have tickets for that. Usually the way it works is you can pick which day works best for you. So during that week, we have tickets to Always a Bridesmaid, which is going to be a special main stage production written by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten. And it's going to be a fun night at the Pensacola Little Theater, so make sure to be listening, and we have some tickets for you.
All right, so we do have a pair now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's text Bridesmaid to 850-437-1620. First texter gets a pair of tickets to a performance of their choice. Again, what's the dates on that?
So the 15th and through the 24th of this month. All so right. Coming up like this weekend?
Yep.
Okay.
Starting Friday, I believe.
Yeah, it cool. Would be, yay.
Yeah. All right, ready, set, go. 6:18 here, News Radio 92.3. We will take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Sonia with Chill Out Cryo Spa Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how Thursday at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we had a really good in-depth conversation about $10 million in EMS billing that the county is writing off and, you know, sort of why that's appropriate, but how we can do better about that. And also about the text messages from Commissioner Jeff Burgosh and the now decision by the county commission, or at least four of the members, to go after Jonathan Owens legally with any means necessary from the county attorney's office. To listen to those segments, go to the 7 o'clock hour podcast at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.?
622 here at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable, taking your text throughout the day. Just talking about September 11th, what you remember that day, what stands out to you, just anything you'd like to share. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Gotten a lot of responses on that today. A lot of different experiences, a lot of different memories. I think we've really only had one that sounds even remotely similar to mine, and just, you know, being around the same age of being in school, you know, but people from, you know, Washington, D.C. at the time, one working over at NAS Pensacola, just what a zoo that would have been over there. So a lot of obviously unique stories and experiences and memories from September 11th. And Steve Taylor and I were talking on June 6th, D-Day, and he remarked that, you know, just as time and time passes and the longer removed we get from it, you know, it just becomes one of these things where, you know, maybe it's not an annual thing where we think about it, but maybe every 5 years, or, you know, next year will be 24. So, you know, 25 years is going to be a big deal, 30 and 40 and 50 and so forth and so on. And he was saying, you know, that's kind of just how it is now with D-Day. As people get older and the people that were around to experience it get fewer and fewer as time passes on here. But yeah, hard to believe 22 years ago today, September 11th, 6:24 here at News Radio 92.3. Right before we get to, let's see, where are we at? State headlines, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. So state headlines here in just a moment. We'll get a check of the roads and our weather.
Well, our roadways are looking good. Nothing to really slow you down. I-10, I-110, not going to be showing any major delays. If you do see something, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. And coming up for weather this week, we do have a 50% chance of rain for Tuesday and Wednesday for this week. It's a low of 75 tonight. It is 87 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. Also, congratulations to Rhonda. Hey. Going to go to the Pensacola Little Theater to watch Always a Bridesmaid. We'll have more tickets coming up later this week for that.
Very cool. Congratulations to Rhonda. Taking a look at our state headlines today, the state of Florida confirming another death related to Hurricane Idalia today. A fourth death confirmed, this one in Pasco County. Three other deaths previously confirmed in Alachua, Brevard, and Dixie counties.
Also, gas prices are going to be lower across Florida. AAA reports a statewide average for a gallon of regular is $3.60. That's 8 cents lower than a week ago and 25 cents less than mid-August.
And pretty much all of the East Coast can expect to see life-threatening surf and rip currents over this week here, as Hurricane Lee is due at some point to head northward and essentially run parallel to the East Coast. Dr. Michael Brennan from the National Hurricane Center.
What we're very confident in is that there's going to be a tremendous amount of high waves and dangerous marine conditions. That will translate to dangerous conditions at the beaches along much of the U.S. East Coast, high surf, rip currents.
And Lee, still a Cat 3 storm, although the National Hurricane Center says that it has gotten bigger right now.
Also, canine officers, their bloodhounds, and families of missing children are marking the 25th Florida Missing Children's Day.
Children, we honor the families who lost their children, families who do not know what happened to their children, as well as families who sadly buried their child.
And on this day in 1995, a 9-year-old Jimmy Rice was abducted when he got off his school bus. He was found dead 3 months later. The organization is named in his honor, and they've donated nearly 700 bloodhounds to law enforcement agencies.
And taking a look at some national headlines today, Congress back at work in Washington, looking to avoid a government shutdown with a new spending bill.
We've got to stop the spending that has created this cost of living crisis for working Americans.
Republicans are warning of a shutdown if cuts aren't made. Of course, the last government shutdown left 800,000 workers without a paycheck for over a month.
Also, there was another sighting this weekend of the convicted killer, Danilo Cavalcante, on Saturday. So he remains still on the loose.
We have moved from a containment model to one which involves utilizing a variety of investigative resources and which has proven successful for us in the past.
So police say that he visited a home of a person that he worked with years ago, but they weren't home at the time. He also has changed his appearance. He's clean-shaved and changed up his clothes.
Also, New York City's mayor is telling department heads that they may need to cut up to 15% from their budgets to deal with the migrant crisis and the cost associated.
We had a $12 billion deficit that we're going to have to cut. Every service in this city is going to be impacted.
Yeah, Mayor Eric Adams called for the cuts on Saturday. Since last April, more than 110,000 migrants have arrived in the city.
Also, this year has already seen a record-setting number of weather events in the U.S. that have caused at least $1 billion in damages. NOAA reports that there's been 23 such disasters so far in 2023, and the previous record was in 2020 with 22. The combined total has reached more than $57 billion.
Let's see. Also Wednesday, there's going to be a hearing that could determine whether cameras will continue to be allowed in the case of Brian Koberger. His attorneys say that cameras could affect the outcome of the trial. And so far, camera operators haven't always followed the judge's instructions. Meanwhile, prosecutors are concerned that sensitive testimony that's broadcast could affect witnesses.
Also, HIV and AIDS activists are calling on the House Speaker McCarthy to reauthorize a key relief program. So protesters staged a sit-in at McCarthy's office on Capitol Hill today, demanding that he reauthorize the program before funding runs out at the end of the month. Several demonstrators were arrested by the U.S. Capitol Police.
6:29 here, News Radio 92.3. Again, our top three stories today. The death toll in Morocco after the earthquake over the weekend. Over 2,800 people and climbing. Also, FDA this week approving updated COVID-19 boosters from Pfizer and Moderna. And 9/11 ceremonies happening this morning. President Biden took part of one in Alaska this afternoon. Services at Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania for United Flight 93. Texter says, I was stationed in Italy, went into Delta, and people were scared of the unknown. What I really remember the most was seeing the imagery of people choosing to jump off the World Trade Center rather than be burning to death. Yeah, one of the just harrowing sights from that fateful day.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Biden is returning to the White House this evening after gathering with world leaders in India for the G20 summit. He made a stop at a military post in Alaska to mark today's somber September 11th anniversary.
When faced with evil,
an enemy who sought to tear us apart, we endured.
Vice President Kamala Harris attended a ceremony at Ground Zero in New York City. Many in California will soon get a raise. Labor unions, fast food corporations have reached a deal.
Starting April 1st, hundreds of thousands of Californians working for a fast food chain with at least 60 U.S. locations will be required to make a $20 minimum wage, nearly a $5 per hour increase. This part of an agreement between labor unions and fast food companies after a year of tension.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin in Los Angeles. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. If you've been house hunting, you know this. They're pretty pricey. Redfin says thanks in large part to a shortage of previously owned homes on the market, the median price in August was up 4.8% from 1 year earlier to about $380,000, with the typical monthly mortgage payment now well above $2,600. Metro areas with double-digit price increases included Miami, Newark, New Jersey, San Diego, and Milwaukee. Writers and fellow actors are not real happy with Drew Barrymore today. The actress and talk show host today began production work on her eponymous daytime talk show as strikes by SAG-AFTRA and Writers Guild members continue. The Drew Barrymore show is slated to return next Monday. Barrymore is technically not violating SAG-AFTRA rules. Guild contracts for talk shows were renewed last year, but the show does employ WGA writers. U.S. stocks ended higher today. The Dow Industrials edged up 87 points. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite leaped 156. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Now that most of Week 1 is in the books, let the overreactions sink in, and then forget about them. It's a long NFL season, and nothing is more deceiving than Week 1. Guys are rusty, coaches don't have any tape to work with. Just wait. Joe Burrow didn't forget how to play football, the Giants aren't going to get shut out every week, and the Steelers probably won't get blown out again. So sit back and relax. Your team loses again in Week 2, then you can panic. I'm Andrew Perloff.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor 2 decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Vergosh, County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe and Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had
6:36 on News Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie. We're Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday. We are having people text in, having listeners text in, 850-437-1620. Text in your memory from September 11, 2001 to, you know, keep the memory alive and remember. So anything that stands out for you from the day, feel free to text in, 850-437-1620. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Also looking good on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace. If you do see anything else on the road slowing you down, please give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For traffic, we're going to get an update, for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Over the next couple of days, we've got a chance some scattered thunderstorms may pop up around the area. We're at about 50% on our rain chances next few days. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows in the mid 70s. As for the tropics, we continue to track Lee, which will remain out over the open waters of the Atlantic. And there are a few other spots out there as well, but no threat for us. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help planning for your business benefits, let Torgerson and Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, Gracie, the time has come. Getting our official pick locked and loaded ahead of Monday Night Football. The skies have cleared, the players are on the field warming up, and the Jets looking mighty fine in their throwback uniforms tonight for game one of the Aaron Rodgers era as they take on division foe, last year's division winner, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. So both of us right now 0-1 on the season, we both picked the Chiefs on Thursday night, so we'll do it again tonight here. Let's get the official pick, score, and team prediction.
I'm going to stay with the Bills. I like the blue, and I know I said this last year during football season, but usually I go with whoever has the cuter quarterback. This one's a tough one.
Yeah.
They're both pretty good looking, but I'm still going to go with the Bills. I'm going to go 33-36.
All right. And
just because that sounds good.
I like it. I'm going to just go the route that one of us will be 1-1 after tonight. So with you taking the Bills, I will take the Jets. I think that the Jets have a little bit of a stronger defense. And now with the complementary pieces in the offense, a lot of new weapons that Aaron Rodgers has at his disposal, I think that the offense will do just enough. Aaron Rodgers is going to take care of the football, and they will score just enough points. So I'm going to call it Jets 24 and the Bills 20 to take their home opener week one on Monday Night Football. So I like it. I like it. We'll be going back against each other here on Monday night. And cuter quarterback. I'll just leave that up to you to handicap them throughout the season.
Yeah.
Taking a look at what else is happening around the sports world today. So the Braves in the middle of a doubleheader tonight. Game one earlier this afternoon against Philadelphia, they beat the Phillies 10-8 in the first one. And right now the Phillies lead 4-3 in the middle of the third inning. Also happening here is the both the Rays are in action. Nope, they just started 6:40. They're both the Rays and the Marlins are both in the Midwest. First inning, Marlins at the Brewers, and the Rays are taking on the Twins in Minnesota. Also, college football AP top 25 poll is out. A new top five, of course, as Alabama lost to Texas over the weekend. Georgia and Michigan are still 1-2. Florida State now number 3. and Texas is fourth, and USC rounds out the top five. Health, business, and science notes today. The American Red Cross declaring a national blood shortage. The organization says the country's blood supply has dropped by almost 25% since early last month. They warn that the shortage could threaten the medical care of patients with critical conditions such as cancer and sickle cell disease, or those who have an emergency need for blood.
Also in health, business, and science notes, the United Auto Workers Union is now just 3 days away from a possible strike against all three of the Detroit automakers. The union wants to raise prices of 46%, while Ford and General Motors are offering raises between 9 and 14%. Yeah.
I wonder if there's going to be a combo of Smucker's jelly and Twinkies. Think of the possibilities. And you can think of the possibilities because Smucker is buying Hostess. It's a deal worth $5.6 billion. What do you think about that, jelly-filled Twinkies? It's not like there aren't already like cake-style snacks that have jelly in it, but two powerful brands combining there.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I would like maybe even like a toaster strudel kind of type of jelly-filled situation from Hostess. I think I could really get behind. I like it.
All right.
Also, around 15 million homes are getting ESPN and ABC back. So Disney and Charter Communications reached an agreement today, and customers have been without the channels for the past few weeks after the companies couldn't reach a deal.
Half of all people in a new survey say they plan to begin their holiday shopping by Halloween.
A couple of years ago, everybody was really worried about the supply chain, and they were starting early for that reason. I think now it's more of a cost-saving measure, or maybe put differently, a cost-spreading-out measure.
Now, when I first saw this story, Gracie, I had the same visual reaction as you did.
They're
where
crazy.
You kind of just like, what are you talking about? But this actually makes sense when you consider inflation and, you know, I kind of like, well, I mean, yes, I understand why that would be the case because, you know, instead of spending like all this money over the course of 1 month, you know, after Thanksgiving, maybe you spread it out over two or three. So it's a little easier on the household there. So I understand the rationale behind that. I guess my biggest concern would be, number one, I don't have the foresight to go up to everybody that I have to shop for and be like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? Yeah. And I also don't think everybody I'm asking has the foresight to know what they want for Christmas around Thanksgiving. Maybe they do, but probably not.
Yeah, and maybe even by Thanksgiving, but by Halloween, I don't think so. Also, I'm not 100% or I'm not like very equipped on what goes on with sports betting, but DraftKings apologized because they had a September 11th themed promotional. The company offered users a parlay that required three New York teams to win their games today. So the Yankees, the Mets, and the Jets.
Yeah, not the greatest idea there. Parlay where all three teams had to win, and of course, using a tragedy like 9/11 to try to generate business, probably not the best idea there. So for people to call them out on that. Big day for me tomorrow, Gracie, is Apple Event Day.
Yeah.
It's the fall one, which means it's the iPhone one. Now, as of now, I am pretty confident in saying that I will probably, for the first time in a long time, not be upgrading on an annual basis. But with that being said, I have suspicions that my iPhone knows what my history is because I have, over the last couple of weeks, noticed, at least I think I've noticed, and maybe it's just not my phone or my mind playing tricks on me, that my battery life feels quite a bit different in the last couple of weeks than it has at any point before that. And I just wonder if there is like an internal clock there in the phone where it knows that when the Apple event date comes up, that if I just tweak the battery life down a little bit, that Joe's going to go out and he's going to buy a new phone.
Oh, gosh. I really hope that's not the case, but I kind of think it is. Because I also got my phone around this time last year. And Right now, mine's pretty good, but yeah. I don't want it to rub off on my iPhone.
There may be an app or something, but I mean, I've been going through it here the last couple of days and making sure that none of my apps are in the background. Yeah. I am not aware of any sort of GPS or anything that's been going on, and I even changed my battery setting to have the actual percentage show.
Oh, so you know.
So yeah, so now I've charged it again today. And now I'm holding strong at 92%. Anything below 75%, I'm in crisis mode. Yeah. My wife will let it go. I mean, you know, I'll go up to her and, you know, my phone will be on the charger. She'll be like, hey, I need my charger. And she's at like 9%. And I'm like, oh, babe, you are good for like another 6 hours. I am at 78%. And... you know, I'm not good. Like, I need this to be a full charge.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like that either. I let mine go pretty low. I'll leave the house at 30 and feel comfortable for the night.
No.
Yeah, going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We're looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. Really no slowdowns to report, but if you do see something, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, coming up tomorrow and Wednesday, 50% chance of rain, so just keep that in mind. Tonight, we have a 20% chance of rain, mostly after 8 p.m. And then completely cleared up by 1 a.m. But really nothing to nothing in our area right now that I can see on the News Radio ThreatNet radar. Low of 75 tonight. It's 87 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 91. This traffic and weather is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you are thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, case in point, my wife just texted me. She's at 28% right now. I put my phone back on the charger at like 64 because I'm going over to my friend's house to watch the game after we get off here, and I need a full charge.
You sound like a grandpa.
I do. 6:47 here, News Radio, taking a look at some pop culture headlines. So, big news, as I believe that my next guilty pleasure has been found, and I'm pretty confident in my ability that I will be able to sucker my wife into enjoying this with me. She always makes fun of me for enjoying kind of like those drama dating things like Love is Blind, The Bachelorette, Bachelor, even though I really haven't. I did watch, actually, I want to say it was like the final episode of last season, because it just happened to be on, and it was like the women tell all, but I was like, okay, yeah. But this one I'm actually pretty interested in because it's the Golden Bachelor. So we've known for a while now who the Bachelor is. It's 72-year-old Jerry Turner, who, may I say, is a very good-looking man for 72 years old. He doesn't look a day older than like 54.
His skin looks great, tan, silver fox.
That's right. So, but what I was curious to know about, really the determining factor in whether I'd be suckered in or not, is the ages of the contestants. Yeah. Because if it's just like 20, 30 something, I'm not interested. But no, it's all 22 women between the age of 60 and 75. This gives me a lot of hope that I will enjoy this, and my wife will enjoy it too, because no nonsense. We've got life experience. We've probably got a lot of people who've been married previously that are, you know, not to say that other people that have been on the show in the past aren't genuine, but it's just different. You know, there's life experience. There's the wealth of knowledge and wisdom in that age that you have. And so I think that I'm hoping anyway that this is a much more authentic show, not so much nonsense. Yes, I want to see drama, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'll be better, and I'm looking forward to tuning in for that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good too. I mean, like, most of the people that are on there just seem like they need a reality check.
Yeah.
And I think that this is going to be good. And I think a lot of people who may be left watching The Bachelor are coming back for The Golden Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Also in pop culture news, the country star who seemingly came out of kind of came out of nowhere, really. He's taking the show on the road. So Oliver Anthony, he's the singer who sings Richmond, North of Richmond. He announced his first ever tour following that song, and it's going to may launch him to stardom. So he's going to perform alongside some well-known artists like the Foo Fighters and Green Day at various music festivals. So it's not really like, you know, the Oliver Anthony tour or anything like that, yeah. But he is kind of showing up at these festivals, getting added onto the lineup. So pretty cool there.
6:50, final break this hour and show. We're back with more wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish up a Monday edition of the program. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone, up and down.
6:55 on News Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. Always appreciate all the texts in, especially today. We've been texting in your memory of 9/11, of September 11th, 22 years ago. So always feel free to text that in. That's 850-437-1620. Taking a real quick look at traffic, I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. Really no slowdowns to report right now, but if you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, we do have a 50% chance of rain. Tomorrow's high is going to be 89. It's 87 in our area right now with a heat index of 91 with a low of 75 tonight. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at some of our wacky and weird headlines today. Thought this was a really interesting poll and, frankly, a scary one here. A new poll asking men and women about potentially uncomfortable situations with someone of the same gender. Some of the results were as follows. 45% of men uncomfortable saying, "I love you" to a male relative, compared to 17% of women. 48% of men say they're uncomfortable crying in front of a male friend, compared to 18% of women. And finally, 42% of men are uncomfortable with putting sunscreen on another man's back. 10% of women said the same. Gracie, what strikes out to you about that?
Probably same as you with the sunscreen. I feel like the other ones are, I would think, something that you'd be comfortable to do. A male relative.
It is incredibly discouraging to me that more men are uncomfortable crying in front of a male friend than putting sunscreen on that same male friend's back. That is frightening. Number of percentage there. That should be way higher.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I feel like for women, I'm kind of confused why the other, like, the small amount of women are uncomfortable with that, because I feel like none of those things would be uncomfortable for me. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
Weird one there for sure. Also, if you know someone who's really lazy, well, maybe they will be happy to join this little competition. So if you think you know the laziest person, well, there's actually an annual competition in Europe to find out who is the laziest. The winner gets $1,000. There are currently 7 remaining contestants who have been laying down on mats for 23 days. They can play on their phones, they can play on their laptops, do stuff on their laptops, they can eat, they can drink, they can read, they can kind of do whatever, except sit or stand, except for a 10-minute bathroom breaks every 8 hours.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I definitely like to be lazy on my weekends, but 23 days, not...
8 hours is a long time to just lay in one place.
Yeah.
Even with, like, shifting and moving from side to side and on your stomach and on your back.
8 hours is a long time to hold going to the bathroom. I would think. Like during the day?
Yeah, that's true as well. Good news here to finish up a Monday edition of the program. Three siblings in San Antonio are continuing to defy age, all very close to at least being 100 years old. So last month, the oldest one turned 109. His younger brother turned 102 on Friday, and their sister turns 100 in December. So that's pretty cool there. Also, a 12-year-old boy in Florida saved his behavioral therapist by pulling his body out of a pool and performing CPR on him. Get this, though. He had never taken a CPR class, learned it from watching TV.
Wow.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us here on a Monday. We're back tomorrow, 4 to 7. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it